The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank recently celebrated its 40th anniversary. 90.5 WESA's Kate Giamarisi spoke with Gail Robbins, the food bank's director of operations and longest-serving employee, about that organization's history and her role there.
Take me back to 1980 and tell me how the food bank got started.
Our founder and at one point CEO, Joyce Rothermel, was very active in social justice and did a lot of work around hunger even back then. So had the foresight to get a group together and form a food bank, as it were. At the time, it was pretty small. But there was a national effort as well. And of course, that was the time that the steel mills were going downhill here in this area. So it was in large part a response to that. Also, the fact that food was being wasted. So part of it was an effort to recover some food that was still edible, but maybe wasn't as pretty as people would want it to be, or there were reasons that manufacturers needed to dispose or felt that they needed to dispose of product but really didn't because it was still edible. But, you know, some marketing snafus and things like that.
And what would you say are some of the biggest changes you've seen in the last almost four decades?
Well, the mission is still to feed people. You know, that is certainly a part of the mission. The supply of food has definitely changed. When we started, there were, as I mentioned, marketing snafus. So there was trailer loads of cereal that were donated to the food bank because they had too many raisins in them. So they were still in code and they were wonderful items to have, but the company didn't want to distribute them in that way. So the food bank was able to take advantage of those. You know, there were tons and tons of things that were donated because they were mistakes, but not mistakes in a bad way like that would harm somebody mistakes. Just they, like I said, the box didn't look right or something. So that was really, that was the initial supply of food. Now, those kinds of donations don't really exist in any type of large quantity. So we're trying to focus on produce that's available because that's the healthiest product. And it seems to be, there is an abundance of that product. We also have to purchase product more. We get products through the USDA and the PDA. So it's those types of donations as opposed to the too many raisins in a box of cereal.
And you've been there so long. What did you like about working at the food bank? What do you like about working at the food bank so much that you've stayed so long?
The fact that what I do every single day, whether it's, you know, doing budgets or doing memos or reading emails about product, the fact that what I do every single day has a direct impact on somebody getting food.
Well, Gail, thank you so much for your time and thank you so much for the work that you do serving our community.